Squiz Kids!
It's your daily news fix. Fun, free, fresh.
Good morning and welcome to Squiz Kids, your fresh take on what's happening in the world around you. I'm Bryce Corbett. It's Wednesday, April 1. In Squiz Kids today, April Fool's Day put on ice. Bear hunt goes global. Olympics back on track. And the surprise new Avengers film. That's what's making news, kids style.
The Lowdown.
One of the great traditions of the April calendar has been cancelled by the coronavirus, with news yesterday that Google will not be staging one of its famous April Fool's hoaxes today. A hoax is another word for a trick. And as you know, April 1 is the day that up until midday, you can play a practical joke on your friends and family, maybe tell them a porky pie, and catch them out as April Fools if they believe you. A few years back, Google told the world it had developed a new technology called the Toilet Internet Service Provider, delivering high-speed internet via a cable through the S-Bend, which was clearly a joke. And then there was the one where they said they had a Google translation service for animals, or the Google Map feature that could locate kittens near the user's current location. Because no one does pranks like a computer programmer. As the world goes into lockdown, there's one group who are quietly excited at the possibilities that this strange new world has thrown up. They're astronomers, scientists who look at the stars, and amateur stargazers, all of whom are seeing the night sky clearer than they've seen it for decades. With a global decrease in the number of aeroplanes flying around the globe and a huge drop-off in the number of cars kicking up fumes into the atmosphere, the world's skies have been clearer this week than they've been for many decades. And that means planets like Venus are shining bright in the night sky. Well, don't just stand there. Get outside and look up.
Globe.
Each day we give the world globe a spin and find a news story from wherever it stops. And today we've landed in New Zealand. Hello to our friends across the Dutch, where the bear hunt is going global. You'll remember last week we talked about residents in local communities here in Australia starting to put teddy bears in their windows to create neighbourhood bear hunts to help relieve the lockdown boredom. Well, the idea has spread to New Zealand, where even Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern has gotten in on the act, stuffing a teddy in her front window. Bear hunts have also popped up in the US, Canada, and the United Kingdom. And yes, they comply with the strict stay-at-home rules now in place, with bear hunters encouraged to only remain in their neighbourhood, only be out in the company of family members, and to keep a safe distance from the bears. Get too close, and you could be knocked out from cuteness. If you haven't yet stuffed a teddy in your window, why not do it today? Let's see how many Squiz Kids we can have with teddies in their window.
Sport time!
The 2020 Olympics in Tokyo are back on, but just a year later than planned. The International Olympic Committee yesterday announced the Games, which were supposed to start in July but had to be postponed because of the coronavirus, will happen exactly 1 year later, kicking off July 23, 2021. But, in a move that has left some scratching their heads, they'll still be called the 2020 Olympics. As if no one's going to notice it's actually a year later. Whatevs. Athletes responded positively to the news yesterday, including British hockey player Hannah Martin, who tweeted, "New date, new focus, same goal." Which gives us all one extra year of training and practice to be ready to go for gold for our country. I'm thinking of trying out for either rhythmic gymnastics or, if that doesn't work out, maybe weightlifting. I'll decide closer to the date.
Pop Culture Corner.
It's being described as the most unlikely pairing ever in kids' movie history, following the news this morning of a new Avengers film, which will see the superheroes in a fight to the death with the guys and gals from My Little Pony. Titled Avengers, No Horsin' Around, the movie is set in the My Little Pony homeland of Equestria, where Pinkie Pie, Applejack and Rainbow Dash have to defend themselves against Hulk, Thor and the Black Widow. And there's a plot twist at the end, where Twilight Sparkle teams up with Loki to steal Thanos' Infinity Gauntlet. April Fools!
Gotcha.
I'm kidding. It's a joke. And if you're listening to this after midday today, then I'm the fool, because, well, those are the rules.
Time for the quiz.
This is the part of the podcast where you get to test how well you've been listening. Question number one. Which planet is especially bright in the night sky this month? That's right, it's Venus. Question number two. Which country, not far away, has taken up the bear hunt craze? Yeah, it's New Zealand. Question number three. Which bunch of superheroes is probably likely to never be in the same movie as the characters from My Little Pony? Yep, you got it. It's the Avengers.
Shoutouts.
Today's birthday shoutouts go to DJ from Munster, Jeffrey from Putney, Kate and Jeff from Abbotsford, Kim from Dubbo, Eloise from Brisbane, Bob from Port Stephens, Beau from DY, Hayden from Newcastle, Guy from Ashgrove, Sophia from Blackheath, Holly from Baldivis, Mitchell from Newcastle, Grady from Secret Harbour, Logan from Blackhill, Bartosz from Panania, Tanisha from Pendle Hill, and Ella, Edith, Ellie, Giselle and Sophia from Sydney. And some belated birthday shout-outs to Chase from Coonamble, Caitlin from Sydney, and Meggie from Maitland. Happy birthday to you all. And some classroom shout-outs today. Hub 2 Grade 3 at Willandra Rise Primary School, 4B at Wingham Public School, and Lawana Public School. And finally, a special shout-out to Olivia from Carringbar, who's an avid Squiz Kids listener and an aspiring news reporter. Thanks for your email, Olivia, and follow that dream. Don't forget, if you've got a birthday coming up and you want a shout out, drop us a line at squizkids@thesquiz.com.au. Well, that's all we have time for today. Thanks for listening to Squiz Kids. We'll be back again tomorrow. In the meantime, get out there and have a most excellent April Fool's Day. Over and out. Squiz Kids is proudly supported by the Judith Nielsen Institute for Journalism and Ideas.
Squiz Kids!
It's your daily news fix. Fun, free, fresh.